transitions. Now we're going to speak about where and how to make the transitions from lip pursing to tongue blocking. As I said before, the general changeover is around the fourth hole. So coming down the harp, one of the most common transitions is from the tongue block on, let's say, the fourth hole blow, then going to the three-hole draw with your lips, and then the second-hole draw in a context like this. So just practice it over and over until it's second nature. Now, in moving up the harp, take this riff. Start on the two draw, slide into the second bend on the third hole, then let the note ride up to the natural note in three, then slide over to four draw, then blow five and draw five. First, I'm going to play it with my lips. Now, do this. Start the same way, but after you get to the point where you've left the bend on three right up to the natural note, relax your mouth into a chordal position as you say a soft T or a D on a draw chord over two, three, and four. So what you pronounce to make it flow smoothly is uwada, the oo being on the three bend, the ah on the three natural, and the da on the chord. It should segue naturally. Now you're in position to slap tongue five on the blow and the draw. Now, another way to play this is to use two chords. So after you draw the chord on 2, 3, and 4, then blow the chord on 3, 4, and 5, then just slap tongue, 5 draw. This is all done so fast that we don't really hear the chords. We almost hear it as single notes. They're like ghost notes. They're not really played, but your ear is fooled into hearing them as single notes when you're actually playing chords. And this is the secret to the most famous riff in blues harmonica, the opening lick to Juke. This way of using chords as a transition between lip pursing and tongue blocking is very useful. But when and where to switch will depend on the phrasing you're looking for and what feels natural and comfortable.